Exclusive: Venezuelan pollster, Biden's Guaido snub a high-risk attempt to normalize Maduro. By Francis Martel on June 9, 2022. President Joe Biden's decision to invite neither Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro nor the country's rightful president, Juan Guaido, to this week's summit of the Americas is a prelude to normalizing the Maduro regime. According to Ruben Chirino Linas, CEO of the Venezuelan polling firm Meganalysis. Chirino noted that Guaido is nothing in terms of political capital and has no documented support in Venezuela despite being the legal president of the country, which gives Biden little incentive to elevate him. During former President Donald Trump's tenure in the White House, Chirino observed, Guaido was losing support but still sold an image of institutionality that made it reasonable for the White House to invite Guaido to a State of the Union address as a special guest in 2020. Nicolás Maduro inherited the socialist dictatorship from late tyrant Hugo Chávez in 2013. After a series of sham elections, Venezuela's opposition-held National Assembly used a constitutional provision that allows the removal of a president after a rupture in the democratic order to appoint Guaido, then a member of the assembly himself, the legal president of the country in 2019. As interim president, Guaido was sworn in with a mandate to remove Maduro and organize free and fair elections to replace himself. He has done neither of these things and holds no political power, as Venezuelan armed forces and law enforcement continue to answer to Maduro. The Biden administration confirmed last week that it would not invite the Maduro regime to the Summit of the Americas, a meeting of the leaders of the governments in the Organization of American States, OAS, citing the fact that Maduro is not the country's legitimate head of state. Pressed on whether that meant that Guaido would represent Venezuela instead, the State Department coordinator of the summit, Kevin O'Reilly, said that Guaido's invite was a White House call. Guaido never received the invite, but the White House published a readout late Wednesday of a call between the two presidents. President Joseph R. Biden Jr. spoke today with Venezuelan interim President Juan Guaido to underscore the United States' recognition of and support for the 2015 democratically elected National Assembly and Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela, according to the White House. Biden reportedly pressured Guaido to negotiate with the Maduro regime and hinted at easing sanctions on the regime. President Biden reaffirmed the United States is willing to calibrate sanctions policy as informed by the outcomes of negotiations that empower the Venezuelan people to determine the future of their country. Guaido, whose socialist opposition coalition has partially called for easing sanctions on Maduro as well, issued a statement on Twitter thanking Biden for his recognition and backing to the interim government and the cause of Venezuela. The world today faces a clear struggle between authoritarianism and democracy. The Summit of the Americas is a reflection of that, Guaido continued. Democratic countries must stay firm, hold dictators and human rights violators responsible, and not leave along those of us who face them on the field. Chirino's Meganalysis firm has consistently polled the Venezuelan people on their attitudes towards Guaido and found little support in the past 2 years. Meganalysis data shows that the vast majority of Venezuelan respondents believe the entirety of the establishment opposition in Venezuela has sold out to the regime. This has been the majority view since 2017, at which time 77.4% of respondents said they agreed with that sentiment. In the firm's latest poll, about 78% said they view the opposition as sellouts, showing little movement in either direction. Guaido personally received an 84.1% disapproval rating in the April 2022 Meganalysis poll, the least popular opposition politician except for Henrique Capriles Radonsky, a failed presidential candidate calling for an end to sanctions on Maduro. The agenda of normalization of the situation of the government of the United States, with a government of Maduro that the Biden registration is enterprising and applying, is in full development, Chirino observed in a conversation with Breitbart News on Wednesday. It's not that the absence of Guaido will leave many Venezuelans uncomfortable or make them lose sleep at night, absolutely not. As we know for a while, Guaido is nothing in terms of acceptance, popularity. He is another pawn in what can be called blue socialism. Socialism theoretically in opposition that is nothing more than an appendix of the social democracy. Social Christianism, co-inhabitants of the Socialist International. Chirino explained. Guaido, who is currently not a member of any party, rose from the Popular Will political party, which is a full member of the Socialist International. That blue socialism that opposes red socialism has no support in the country, so it doesn't affect Venezuelans. Chirino predicted that Biden's attempts to foster dialogue and normalize ties to Maduro, a process that reportedly began with Biden sending representatives to meet with Maduro in Caracas in March, would result in a hefty political price for Democrats with the Hispanic American vote. "He is doing this late, it is taking him so long, because it is costing him too much politically to take this action," Chirino explained. A midterm election is coming to him at the end of the year. This is going to have an important political cost for Biden. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.